A battle over big data in Vermont is now headed for the U.S. Supreme Court. The state of Vermont wants access to the claims data of companies that fund their own health insurance plans, but not all of them are willing to hand it over. The High Court has now agreed to resolve a legal dispute that could have national impacts on healthcare reform. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has details.
Al Gobay is the head of the Green Mountain Care Board, a five-person panel that oversees almost every aspect of the medical industry in Vermont. And he's on a mission to change the way healthcare is provided in this state. But Gobay says he needs data about insurance claims in order to see which reforms are working and which ones aren't.
The only way for the regulator, in this case the Green Mountain Care Board, to be able to judge the performance of the health system is through data, and big data.
But the Liberty Mutual Insurance Company isn't willing to hand that data over, despite a Vermont law ordering it to. And while the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in Liberty Mutual's favor last February, the U.S. Supreme Court has now agreed to resolve the dispute once and for all.
And what this case is all about is the Green Mountain Care Board being able to get enough information about what's going on in terms of healthcare delivery in the state to make informed decisions in changing or tweaking the system going forward.
That's Attorney General Bill Sorrell, whose office will oversee the defense of Vermont's law. Sorrell expects oral arguments to come this December. The case centers on whether states like Vermont can force self-insured companies like Liberty Mutual to hand over their claims data. States generally have authority to regulate private insurance companies operating within their borders. But a federal law known as ERISA gives the federal government exclusive authority over self-insurance plans. Steve Wojcik is the vice president of public policy for the National Business Group on Health. Wojcik says self-insured companies often operate in multiple states, and he says it's critical that the federal government, and the federal government only, have the authority to tell those companies what they can and cannot do when it comes to matters of health insurance.
The reason why ERISA was established was so that employer plans, especially employers who operate in more than one state, can have one uniform administration of benefits, can have the same benefits across all states and not have to comply with various state laws.
Sorrell says the interests of the state outweigh the interests of the insurance companies, and he says that complying with the Vermont law won't cause any of the bureaucratic headaches Wojcik fears.
The insurance companies have this information. They have it for their own purposes, so they're not having to jump through all kinds of hoops to generate this information and be able to send it to the states.
A decision in the case will come sometime before the end of next June. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.